Now, on this Invest Talk podcast, Steve Peasley listens to your questions.
This is Bryce calling from Washington State. I'm a contractor. We have a lot under contract. However, jobs are slowing down because people can't afford the materials.
And provides unbiased answers.
I do like materials long term. I think I've mentioned it several times. I think we're in a super cycle in commodities.
Invest Talk. Over 31 million downloads and counting.
Hello, my name is Duncan from New York. You guys continuously do a great job. I have a question about SWIM, SWIM.
Your participation makes it unique. 888-99-CHART.
This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to InvestTalk. It is Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. And of course, on today's program, we do the same thing we do every day. We talk about our philosophy, our mission statement, independent thinking and good and shared success. So this is what we want to push. You know, we want you to think independently. We don't want you to buy into what someone says on the radio or the TV or any place else, or you read something. We want you to take that, maybe get ideas from these people or these sources, but then take it and do your own thinking about it, your own research. Okay? And I'm telling you, you can do just as well as the professionals, but you got to work at it. It's not just going to come. So also that mission statement tells you what we will do when you call in and ask your questions. We'll give you, we're going to share all our information with you, all the facts that we have at our hands here, at our fingertips. But it's not all the facts that there is, just all the facts that we can get real quick. There's got to be more work involved. But we'll share it with you. We'll educate you with those numbers and facts. And hopefully you can take that and apply it to some other stock or idea. That's the hope. We all learn together. I'm Steve Peasley, and of course, I encourage you to give me a call. This is a call-in show. We are open every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Pacific time. We're live. So this is the time you can call right now. 888-99-CHART is our number, 888-992-4278. And if you can't call during the live show, you still can call. Leave your message, and we'll try to get to the questions as fast as we can. We really try to do that. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, here's the first question.
Hello, my name is Duncan from New York. You guys continuously do a great job. I have a question about SWIM, SWIM, Latham Group. They just IPO'd. They're a company that deals with making pools. The reason why I'm interested in this is because I'm also looking at a stock ticker, Pool, P-O-O-L, and they've been doing great since the pandemic. It seems like my thought process, a lot of people are now obviously trying to build more for their own homes, so they're investing more. And the reason why I'm interested in Latham Group is because it seems a lot more affordable than the Pool stock ticker symbol. But I know that you guys have more information that you can look into. I know you guys don't really invest in like IPOs, but I was just wondering if this would be a good investment. I'm also curious about this investment too, because a few people told me that this might be a fight against inflation because these companies have reoccurring revenue too, which means money will always be able to come into these companies despite a recession happening. Thank you very much. Looking forward to the podcast. Bye.
Reoccurring, I wonder what that is. Because this is Latham Group, Inc., SWIM, design and manufactures in-ground residential swimming pools, North America, Australia, and New Zealand. So once they put those pools in, what's the reoccurring revenue source? I mean, you get a pool guy to clean the pool. Do they do that too? Is that what the reoccurring revenue source? I would like to know what that is. That's not... has nothing here on my screen. And it is a brand new IPO. $25 is what it's worth, what it's selling for now. It's what, 3 weeks, 5 weeks? Let me go check. It came out in April, so middle of April. So, you know, it's making money. It made 13 cents a share in 2020. Sales growth is about 20%. Okay, but it's a $25 stock. Return equity is only 8%. That's pretty low. Cash flow is 36 cents a share. Management owes 8%. Decent amount of debt. I don't know. For me, this is not something I would be interested in because I don't think it's inflation. I mean, recession-proof. During a recession, people are not going to be putting in pools. I can tell you that. Because it's expensive. So it's just not something that I would be interested in. I wouldn't buy this stock. Just would not. To achieve financial freedom, you will need the right information and effective strategies. So that's what we're here for. I want to give you some effective strategy and the right information. And you need to deal with the market volatility, uncertainty in the market. We're going to continue to have it. You see the huge volatility today. Did you see the bifurcation of the market today where the Dow is up and the NASDAQ down huge? You know, how do you deal with that? So that's what we're here for. This is called InvestTalk. 888-99-CHART is our number. Today's trivia question concerns the dreaded I word or inflation word. We talk about that. Can you define it in simple terms? I can. It's pretty simple stuff. That's going to be the trivia question. We'll talk about more details. Okay. How did the market do today? Not very good. The Dow was up 20 points. The NASDAQ was down 262 points. The S&P was down 28. So overall market was kind of on the weak side. It's really interesting to go to Morningstar.com and look at these the boxes they have. They have a 3x3 box indicator, and upper part of the boxes, the three top parts are big companies, the three bottom parts are small companies, and on the left is value, on the right is growth. I mean, you'll see it when you see it, when you take a look at it. And you can see that value stocks killed growth stocks today. And, you know, it's been kind of weird and because it's been going back and forth a little bit, but overall, value stocks are doing better than growth so far this year. So we'll see. It doesn't mean the growth is not working. It's just not working as well. So that's what we're going to talk about here. Your goal is always financial freedom, and we should talk about that. Your participation is needed. This is a call-in show. We're asking to give me a call live, 888-99-CHART.
Look at the calendar. We're already moving through the second quarter, and serious investors need to bring their best game. InvestTalk is here to help. 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. We're going to go talk to Art in Menlo Park. Hey, Art, how's it going?
Good, Steve. How are you today?
Good. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I hope everything's well.
Oh, very good. I just wanted to ask you about Kraft Heinz.
Okay.
I got in initially in the upper 20s, and I
good
initially bought it for the dividend, but it's been running up over 40 now.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about selling some. I just wanted to find out what you thought, if it has more room to run, or should I just take some profit?
Well, I like the area, the food area. It makes food products. Everybody, Kraft Heinz Company, KHC is the symbol, makes food products and beverages, cheeses, convenient meals, and other grocery products sold worldwide. It's a $51 billion company, so it's huge, okay? A huge food company growing 4 to 6% per quarter. It's not going to grow much faster than that. It's a value play. And Art picked it up at a very good value because he picked it up in the 20s, and it's now $42.36. So it pays now at $42, still paying a decent dividend, 3.8%. So, Art, you should be getting like, what, 4.5% dividend or something at your price?
Yeah, I think it was like 4.5, somewhere between 4.5, 4.7, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so you're getting a nice dividend, really nice dividend. Okay, but the valuations. Okay, they're going to make $2.65. Okay, well, that's, you know, about what? A 20 PE, 18 PE? So it's kind of, you know, on the higher side now, even though the range is 7 to 30 on the PE range. So it's not terribly expensive, but it's now no longer the great value play it was. Okay? So I think you're right in maybe taking some off the top, maybe take half your profits and let the other half run. I mean, I wouldn't hesitate to do that, especially if it's throwing all your stuff out of balance because you doubled your money practically. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind taking some off the top here because it is getting it's still running up, Art. You know, it's not slowing down. It's still in an upward trend, and you could follow it up with a trend line. You know, if it breaks below the trend line, maybe cut in half then. Try to ride as long as you can. Maybe that would be a better way to do that. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening still. My focus point today, U.S. economy is rebounding, but is inflation coming? I might even argue that it's already here. Stock market is doing very well. And could that be part of the inflation story? Markets get inflated, right? We'll see. We're going to get into that story pretty deeply. Other topics, time permitting. I also want to talk about, I picked three things out today. Value versus growth today. Talk about that a little bit more. Did you see the lawsuit from the shareholders against Tesla, against Elon Musk? I want to talk about that. Judge ordered some documents to be produced. And hold on a sec. I'm sorry, I had to sneeze. And I want also a third thing, if we can get to it. What are some of the retirement mistakes people make? Okay, some of them, when they make these retirement mistakes, they make them not at retirement, early on. What are some of those? So we're going to touch base on all those things if we can. But let's go ahead and squeeze another voice bank question in, 888-99-CHART.
Hey guys, love the podcast. New to investing and just wanted to get your opinion on the United States Oil Fund or USO. Been kind of looking into industries that haven't recovered from the coronavirus pandemic and wanted to get your take on this one to see if the recovery is going to be worth it. Thanks.
Well, USO, you know, it's an ETF that seeks to follow the performance of the spot oil price. And the spot oil price are in the 60s. So I'm going to say, you know, we've had a pretty good run. Remember, it got down to $19. That's very $19 a barrel. But that was just a one-day thing. But it got down to the 20s and 30s. And, you know, it was there for a while. Now it's, you know, now the bar is 60s. You missed a big part of the run is what I'm suggesting. So can it go higher? Probably will. Probably will with the world economy rebounding. But I just want to warn you, you have missed some of the run already. And if you're going to buy it now, where should you buy it? Above the new high today, so I guess you'd buy it now and run with it, hopefully. But I do think you missed a big part of the run, personally. USO, that's an ETF, everybody. Tracking oil prices. Okay? 888-99-CHART is the number, 888-992-4278. It was a kind of a really strange market today with tech stocks getting pummeled and big growth value stocks doing quite well. I think it has something to do. Did you see what Janet Yellen said? Remember, Janet Yellen used to be the Fed chairman, Federal Reserve chairman, but now she works for the Biden administration now. But she said that, yeah, interest rates are going to have to rise if the economy gets too hot. Market doesn't like that. They don't like those high up government officials making those kinds of comments. You know, because that gives you a little insight of what they're thinking and what they might try to do or push, what position they're pushing. And so, you know, as a, she's not a Federal Reserve member, but she has influence over there. She can pick up the phone and talk to them all. So I guess the market didn't care for that. I didn't care for it. On the next Invest Talk, this question, what's ahead for the energy sector? Answers his call just that we just made about the USO. Some investors tend to disregard the energy sector because it makes up only about 3% of the entire market for stocks above a 25 million market cap. So, I don't know why they would disregard it. So, but that story is going to be tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. 888-99-CHART.
For investors, the goal of achieving financial freedom requires unbiased information, strategic planning, and determination. Congratulations! You've found the podcast that is dedicated to helping you succeed. Invest Talk. Steve and Justin welcome your questions anytime on the Invest Talk listener line. 888-99-CHART.
Let's go to William in San Francisco, wants to talk about Peloton Interactive. William.
Yes. Yeah, so Peloton got hit pretty hard recently on the price, and it's looking kind of good to buy. They recently had some bad press. People were saying that Peloton got recalled, or that the Safety Administration is asking for a recall of Peloton. So I just want to get your thoughts if Peloton's a good buy right now.
I don't think so, and it's more based on valuations and what's happening in our economy. Peloton, everybody, the symbol is PTON, provides recreation facilities and services, a fitness platform to over 3.1 million members worldwide. And I'm sure you've seen their commercials. They're going to make money for the first time this year. 29 cents a share. Then next year they're going to make 69 cents. Their sales have skyrocketed. Now, why is the sales skyrocketing? Well, obviously, people are stuck in the house, so they're all through COVID. So, you couldn't find a buy a Peloton machine. It was very difficult because they couldn't keep up with demand. So that took the stock from, the 20s and 30s to 160. Today, it's at 96. So it's come way down from the top. Now, it looks. Remember, they're only going to make 69 cents next year. So what P.E. should you give that? If it's growing at 100%, maybe you give it a huge P.E. Okay, give it a 50 P.E. That's only $50, $40-something dollars. So how expensive should you give it? What type of P.E.? If it could maintain the growth, William, then I would be very content buying it at these prices. But I don't think it's going to be able to do that. I don't think so. And I see that from a chart, it's now broken below the 50 moving average, broke below the 200-day moving average. If it finds support between $92 and $94 a share, remember it's $96.70, that might be support area, and you might get a run up from that. But I don't think the long-term prospects are as strong as the past year prospects. I think going forward, they're very expensive machines. I think their sales are going to start suffering once we reopen. So I'm not a big fan of Peloton at this stage. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it, William. Let's go to Rhonda in Texas. Rhonda.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling on HCA Healthcare. Ticker is H, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple.
Okay. Okay, let's look at it. HCA Healthcare. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've got a half a percent of my portfolio in it. And I was looking, is this something that I would want to purchase more of? Is it too high right now?
Okay.
Or what would be a good purchase price for a long-term hold on this one? Or what your thoughts are?
HCA Healthcare, it owns and operates 178 general acute care hospitals with 48,492 licensed beds in 20 states. It's really big, $68 billion company. They're going to make $13.79 a share this year. They're going to make $15 a share next year. It's a $206 stock. So that doesn't make it that expensive in my mind, about a 15 PE or so. But for them... That's kind of high. Their range is 6 to 18 in the last 5 years, their P.E. range. And at 15, 16, that's pretty high for them. They're growing sales 9% last quarter, 6% the quarter before that, 5% the quarter before that. So, you know, they're doing all the right things. They do have quite a bit of debt, but it's had a really nice run. Okay, so you probably did pretty well with it, I would think.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you were going to buy more, I would wait till it gets down to about 180 to 185. In that range is where I think it'll pull back to at some point, and that's when you should be adding to it. Okay, if you're, I do like this sector. I think it's a good place to be. They don't. The thing that I don't like is they pay a small dividend, only a little less than 1%. That's pretty weak for a big company like this. Anyways, that's what I would do. Thanks for the call, and congratulations. I'm glad it did well for you. Okay, let's spin in one more call if we can.
Hi, this is Mario from Kansas. Can I have your thoughts on buying this stock for a long term? PACB. Thank you so much.
Okay, PACB is Pacific Biosciences, developed an integrated platform which records single molecular events in real time for genetic analysis. They don't make money. They've never made money in their entire history. They're going to lose $1.09 this year, which is a record loss. Next year, they're going to lose 82 cents, which is their third highest loss in the last 10 years. So they're losing money. I wouldn't buy it. It's not something, and they've run up really big from $2 to $25. I would run the other way. I would not buy this stock. Would not. PACB. Nobody loves inflation. The economic forces at work. We all know what inflation is. Coffee, it's gone up the sky. Everything. Wood, you name it. We don't like it. So how do we define inflation? And does the threat of inflation give us a large motivation to invest? At the break, I'll supply the answer. But for now, my phone lines are busy, are open. Really are. 888-99-CHART.
From sunrise to sunset.
I have a question about gold and silver.
From dusk till dawn.
So I'm wondering what y'all think.
The questions keep coming.
I have a question about symbol STLD.
From down the street, around the corner, and across the country.
Hello, Steve, Justin, Milani here from Bay Area.
This is Curtis from Alabama.
Hi, Steve. This is Gary from Massachusetts.
InvestTalk listeners have one objective: financial freedom.
Your opinion on Costco.
How they get there and when they get there is up to them.
I have started investing.
But Steve Peasley and Justin Klein can help improve their strategy with unbiased investing guidance.
I really enjoy the podcast. I think I'm finally starting to understand the language and what to look for.
Thank you very much.
Listen live or download the podcast, investtalk.com. You are listening to Invest Talk. We've seen the markets go up, then down, sideways, and around. It's called volatility. And if you're a serious investor, you'll have finance and investment questions for Steve Peasley. He's here now taking your calls live. Invest Talk, 888-99-CHART.
Okay, before the break, I asked a trivia question about inflation. How do we define inflation, and does the threat of inflation give us a large motivation to invest? Okay, that was the question. Inflation is a tendency for prices of goods and services to rise over time. That's inflation. Okay, too much inflation suggests that the economy is facing serious troubles. But negative inflation, also known as deflation, is even a more serious problem. Very difficult to fight deflation. One of the reasons is because every month things get cheaper. So it stops consumers from buying. Why should I buy it this month when next month, whatever I want to buy is going to be cheaper? 3 months from now, it'll be even cheaper then. So I'm going to hold on to my money. If you hold on to your money, the consumer doesn't put it plow back into the economy grinds to a halt. That's why deflation is worse. than inflation. Now, inflation, if you get out of control, big problems there too. Okay. The inflation rate is typically expressed as a percentage that indicates a year-over-year rate of growth. And the United States inflation rate over long periods of time is about 3.3%. Okay? So to preserve and grow your purchasing power of your money, you need a return on investment, ROI, that is above the current rate of inflation. What's our current rate of inflation, everybody? Well, running about 2.25% right now. But that's going to change fast. So you're unlikely to have returns if you just put cash in the bank. You know you're not going to keep up with that rate of inflation. You know you're not. They're paying next to less than 1%. Way less than 1%. So historically, investing in the stock market gives you about 7% net after taking into consideration average of 3.3% inflation rate. So of course you invest in the market. That's where you have the best shot of staying at or above inflation. If you sit on your cash, it won't grow. So, yeah, I think this might be a good place to talk about, the economy is rebounding. Is it going to produce inflation? Is it? I think it will. I think we're already seeing it. Haven't you seen it? Think about, okay. Two obvious places I can just talk about. Home prices and oil, gasoline prices. Aren't they been skyrocketing? Is that not part of an inflationary scenario? I would think so. But most people, when we talk about inflation, we're talking about goods and services that we are things we use, things we buy, things we always, consume. And, I go to the wholesale prices of corn, wheat, sugar, any of those commodities, they've skyrocketed. Wood, oil, they've really taken off. So from a producer level, as you have two levels, producer level and consumer level. Producer level, their input costs are rising very fast. Now, those producers are going to make whatever they are going to make out of whatever commodities, and then they're going to pass that cost along to you and me. Now, they generally are hesitant initially, but as our economy expands and the world economy expands from COVID's getting to be part of the back seat once the vaccine is worldwide, you're going to see economies booming all over the place. Especially with the Federal Reserves or even the central banks in other countries spending gobs of money to try to boost their economy. I think they don't need to even spend the money and the economy is going to be boosted. But they're going to spend money. Look at ours. Look at us here. We're spending like crazy people. We're going to spend money. Therefore, the economy is going to get hot and therefore inflation is going to continue. How do you stop inflation, everybody? You probably don't remember. You're probably too young to remember how we had pretty much uncontrolled inflation in, what was it, the 70s, early 80s? I don't remember exactly when. Inflation was running about, 12, 13 plus percent, somewhere in there. How did they stop it? Raise interest rates. Raise them. You raise interest rates high enough, no one's going to borrow any money. And that'll shut down the economy, shuts down inflation. Of course, we're now in recession, but it stopped. We did that. That happened under Reagan. And the Federal Reserve under Reagan spiked interest rates, killed the inflation that was raging as he took over presidency, killed it, and then he slashed taxes. Everybody thought that was a terrible idea. But slashed taxes sparked the economy, had a long, long growth rate in the economy after that. So that's how you kill inflation, spike the interest rates. Let's keep going. Here's a call from our voice bank question that came in earlier. So let's listen.
Hello, my name is Duncan from New York. I just have a quick question about personal loans. I'm hoping this question does help out all your listeners as well, too. My question is, what do you guys think of personal loans? I am actually looking to take a personal loan out. My investing idea is to kind of do it overseas in Mexico. I obviously have very good connections and very reliable people. I paid off my car. I have no student debt, and I have a credit score over 800. So I thought personal loan might be able to help me invest in some property out there. But any information or some tips would be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Well, investing in property, I think, is a good idea. Taking a personal loan to invest in property, you have to talk about your return on the cash that you're putting in. What's going to be your return? Now, buying property, you have pretty good leverage. You only put, 20, 25% down or whatever. And therefore, you can borrow money and, you get that leverage. That borrowed money might make you plenty of money if you're in the right property and it's appreciated. But a personal loan is kind of expensive, compared to other types of loans, compared to a mortgage loan. And if you borrow money to put a down payment, I mean, you might be able to do that in Mexico, but you can't do that here in the United States because the bank will say, hey, you have a loan here for the down payment. They don't want to see that. They want to see you have enough cash to put 25% on the down payment. So I don't have a problem with buying, a property. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a really good tranche of your investment life, that part. I did it. I don't own any property now except for the house I'm in, but I used to. I used to have rentals when I was younger. But I do think that's a good place to be. So it depends. Remember, real estate, one thing you have to know about real estate, it's all about location. Location, location, location. You got to buy the right place. And if you pay up for buying the right place, that's okay, because if it's the right location, it will still appreciate. So I just don't like seeing you going in debt. I don't like debt. Personal loans is debt, but good debt is mortgages. So that's a good debt because property holds value and can grow in value. Depends on where you go. Again, back to location. Okay, so just maybe 2001 is pretty well underway, and we're now in May. It's amazing how fast things go. And of course, we're trying to keep an eye. Everybody trying to keep an eye on the markets. Justin and I are doing our best to help you keep an eye on the market as well. And our firm, KPP Financial, manages money for individuals. That's what we do. And we would appreciate if you would consider us. But we'd be happy just to look at your portfolio and give you our opinion. We'll be happy to do that. KPP Financial is based in Irvine, California. It's Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley is the official name. Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial Services is our incorporated name in California. And thanks to technology, we can do a portfolio review over the phone on Skype. It's really nice. The many parts of this technological world works really nice. Of course, it makes old people like me get frustrated sometimes because we're old. But we still can do it over the phone if you don't want to do it through Skype or any of those other online conference software pieces. But, keep in mind that, Justin and I, we have a philosophy in which we put our money online with you. We buy the same stocks, the same price, same percentages in our portfolios as we do for your portfolios so that our performance matches yours. We call it parallel investing, but doing it for 30 years? Forever. So I do really encourage you to take advantage of our free offer. We will look at your portfolio and give you our opinion for free, no cost. You can send us a message through investtalk.com. Send me an email. Be happy to take a look. Or you can call KPP Financial in Irvine, California. We'll be talking to you. Justin and I are available. And after speaking with us for maybe, there's no obligations, by the way. You don't have to do anything. We don't try to talk you into anything. It's just not our style. We don't want to do that. So we do, of course, want to manage your money, but we will not pressure you in any way, shape, or form. I don't like that. I don't like people doing it to me, so we don't do it to anybody. So give us a call or send us an email. We'd be happy to get a dialogue with you. Next up, another listener question. It will be from Washington State. We will play it in 1 minute. So be with us.
There is good news for loyal InvestTalk listeners, their friends, and families. Steve and Justin have recorded a special bonus podcast.
Been listening for a while and have got some great advice.
This free podcast is available for download anytime. Typically, each day and night, the InvestTalk call center receives more voicemail questions than Steve and Justin can fit into a live show format.
Hi, guys. Big fan of the show.
So in the bonus program, caller questions will be played back from our voice bank and answered with brief, unbiased, and helpful responses.
I think for like the next 10 years, commodities are going to be doing very well.
If it's in the money, you probably just want to sell it.
It's a fast-paced learning podcast for the average investor.
Absolutely love your show.
It's free, so be sure to tell your friends. It can be downloaded now at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and InvestTalk.com. Look for Rapid Fire Hour.
Hey, Justin. Hey, Steve. This is Bryce calling from Washington State. I got a question regarding materials, specifically looking at XLB. I'm a contractor in Washington State, and we have a lot under contract. However, jobs are slowing down because people can't afford the materials. So I was just wondering what you think this would do to XLB or other stocks in this sector. If you could give me a second opinion, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I think we're due for a correction. I do like materials long-term. I think I've mentioned it several times. I think we're in a super cycle in commodities. And this XLB exchange is an exchange-traded fund seeking performance corresponding to the S&P Material Select Sector Index. So I think materials probably will slow down in their price appreciation. I think we have a spike right now. And that has spiked these kinds of stocks. I wouldn't chase them. I wait till they pull back. I wait till they come back to you. There'll be a pullback. I can't tell you when and what price exactly. No one can do that. No one. But I think, logically speaking, it would easily pull back into the high 70s and probably pull back into the $70 area. And that would be a buy point. It's at $85 now, this XLB. So this is materials, okay? And we know materials have just skyrocketed. And it's at a 52-week high. It's gone higher today, up another 1% so far. I mean, it's not slowing down, but it will come back to earth at some point. I think we're due for a correction. I can't tell you how big it will be. A normal correction, everybody, is about 10%. I would be content with a 10% correction. But, in the last 20 years, we've had plenty of corrections, less 5% or around 5%, 3 to 7%. But 10% used to be kind of the standard. So that's what you're looking at. Okay, value versus growth. Morningstar has, as I said, has style boxes. There's 9 of them. Large value, it actually was up today. All the others weren't. All growth, large, mid, and small, all the growth style boxes were down, and down significantly today. So, if you go to Morningstar.com and look at their front page, it shows you visually in those style boxes. You have red and green, in the 9 boxes there. And they describe what's going on. I think it's a good thing just to check out every day, to see what the market's doing in a glance. So I kind of like that as something for you to do. I check it out every day. Things that I do every day, everybody. I check out the economic numbers and any reports that come out every day. Every day when I get it, first thing in the morning, when I wake up, I want to see, what are the economic reports released overnight? What do we got? Okay, is it new construction? Is it building permits? Is it unemployment claims? What is it? That's what I look at every day. This is InvestTalk, everybody. I'm Steve Peasley. We have one goal here, as always, to help you achieve financial freedom. And our work will continue right after this break, so get your questions in while you can. 888-99-CHART.
And the question is, during the market downturn, do dividends stay fairly steady, at least for blue chip companies as compared to share prices, or should I expect some fluctuation in the dividend stream that I'm hoping to get?
Got a question for Steve or Justin? Now is a good time to call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Have you heard about Riskalyze? It's a brief question and answer form that you fill out online. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein will also get a copy of your responses. They can use the Riskalyze results to help you formulate a strategy that fits your investing risk tolerance. Learn more anytime and take the Riskalyze quiz at investtalk.com.
Hey, Justin, Steve. My name is John. I actually found out yesterday that some shares I own in Flagstar Bank, that they were getting bought out by ticker number NYCB, New York Community Bank. And I was just wondering what your opinion was to either selling my shares that I have currently at the market price of Flagstar or waiting for the buyout, which I believe is 4 shares per individual Flagstar share, somewhere about. So looking forward to your guys' opinion. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, this is a buyout. New York Bank buying a Midwest bank, basically. And it's a good fit. It's a good fit because there's not a lot of overlap in their territories. The buyout bank that's being bought is at $45.80. And the bank that's buying them is an all-share deal. In other words, you heard him. They're not paying cash. They're going to issue shares and buy it with shares. And their shares are $11.94. They're going to get 4 shares. So that makes it about an equal as to what the price is. So if you didn't want to own the combined bank, it would be wise to sell off the FBC shares. Okay? If you didn't want to own the combined bank. But I'm telling you that the combined bank looks pretty good as a deal because they fit good and they do the same kinds of things in banking. The loans basically are a multifamily or mortgage loans. That's their book of business, let's say. And both of them fit each other. So it's up to you. The New York Community Bank that's the buyer has a current PE of 11. In a range of 7 to 18, their sales have been shrinking in low single digits recently, recent quarters. They're going to make $1.32, and it's $11.94 stock. That's what they're going to make next year. That's the estimate. Now, when this new bank combines, the numbers will all change. So if you want the new deal, you want the combined bank, which I think is a strong deal, then just keep, let the deal go through. But there's always a chance that the deal won't go through, but I don't think so because these are regional banks. It's not like they're dominating anything. Okay? So, okay, mistakes people make trying to or thinking about saving money, investing money for retirement. The first mistake is they think about it and don't get started. The earlier you get started, man, the better you're going to be. There's no earthly reason not to get started. Get started. Many people, there's a good percentage of people that when their employers offer them a retirement package, they don't do it. In other words, a 401k, 403b, 457. Some people don't want to sign up for it. Why? I do not know. Even if they don't match, it allows you to put money away tax-free. Why would you not do that? That's a big mistake, not doing it. Being afraid of investing, being afraid of the stock market, that makes no sense. All you do is look at history and just go with the history of the stock market. You don't have to buy individual stocks. You don't have to guess what stock you need to own or not. You can buy an index. Look at history. Go back 100, as many years as you can go back. The market has always gone up, and it probably will continue to do so. So don't be afraid of the market. There's no reason to be afraid of it. That's a big mistake. And some people try to time the market. They think they can get out at the right time, then get back in at the right time. Remember, if you get out and you get out and you get lucky and you get out just before the crash, that you have to be right twice now because you got to get back in. What are the odds? Small. You will let the market rebound. You'll be thinking, okay, maybe I'll wait till it gets stronger. I'll wait a little bit longer, and it's too late. You can't do that. You can't time the market. You can't. As long as you have, it's the time in the market, not time in the market. As long as you have time, more time, 5 years or more, don't worry about trying to time the market. You can't do it. So those are some of the things you should not be doing. Okay, I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein and I thank you for listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family about our podcast. You get it's all free, free downloads, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, InvestTalk.com. We would like you to review and rate us. You can browse podcast topics, too. So if you want to learn more about, 401ks, cryptocurrency, treasury yields, real estate, growth stocks, so on and so on forth, well, you can search under those topics. Okay, that's a tip your friends and family might appreciate. Independent thinking, share success. This is InvestTalk. Have a great night, everybody.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is President and Justin Klein, Chief Executive Officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.